Walker County's unemployment rate stands at 3.4%. That's according to the latest labor market numbers for Northwest Georgia. Nearby counties also reported low jobless rates, including Dade County at 3.2%, Gordon at 3.1%, and Floyd at 3.3%. Chattooga County posted the region's highest unemployment rate at 4.7%. Northwest Georgia's overall unemployment rate dropped to 2.7%, while employment across the region reached an all-time high of more than 446,000 workers. Employers continue hiring in manufacturing, healthcare, transportation, construction, and skilled trades. Sample ballots are now available for Georgia's June 16th runoff election in Walker County. Republican voters will decide a runoff race for U.S. Senate, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, State School Superintendent, and Public Service Commission District 5. Democratic voters will see runoff races for Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Commissioner of Insurance, and Commissioner of Labor. Election officials encourage voters to review the sample ballots before they head to the polls. Additional election information is available through the Walker County Elections Office. You can view the sample ballots on our website. Just go to discoverwalker.com. Drivers using Wilson Road between Walker County and Chattanooga will need to take a detour beginning Thursday, June the 4th. The city of Chattanooga says the Wilson Road Bridge over Chattanooga Creek is being closed after a state inspection found structural deficiencies in the 64-year-old bridge. The crossing will remain closed until repairs are completed and the bridge passes an inspection. Detour signs and barricades are posted, and drivers are urged to allow extra travel time and follow the marked routes during the closure. Again, this will take place starting next week, next Thursday, June the 4th. More news coming up after this. Georgia hunters can begin applying for quota hunts starting June 1st through the Georgia Department of Natural Resources online system. Available hunts include deer, alligator, dove, waterfowl, youth, and specialty hunts held on wildlife management areas across the state. Wildlife officials say quota hunts help manage wildlife population while providing safe, high-quality hunting opportunities. Most deer hunt applications are due by September the 1st. Hunters can apply online through the Go Outdoors Georgia website. The Honeybee kicks off tomorrow, and we've got all of the details on the music from the Honeybee Festival. It happens today at 1 o'clock. You can hear it right here on Georgia 93.7. It's a full hour of Honeybee music. We'll do it again at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.